You're listening to KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. The Grammy Award-winning Fisk Jubilee Singers will perform at Mackey Auditorium this Sunday. The group is famous for preserving the Negro spiritual and is celebrating its 150th anniversary. The a cappella choir formed just after the Civil War ended at Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. Fisk University, a historically black college, was the first American university to offer a liberal arts education to young men and women, irrespective of color. KGNU's Michelle Simpson talked with the Fisk Jubilee Singers' current director, Dr. Paul Kwame. He says the Fisk University treasurer, George White, originally created the Fisk Jubilee Singers with the idea that the group could travel around and raise some extra cash for the school.
I understood also that the tour was pretty challenging on a number of fronts. That the tour initially didn't raise the money that was hoped for. And after weeks of performing, the tour wasn't even breaking even at that stage. And so they decided to expand the choral repertoire. Do I have that correct?
Yes. George White had trained them to sing Western classical music with the hope that to make it easier for the white audiences to listen to them. They got to Oberlin, Ohio, and people did not have much regard for them because slavery had just ended and these people were black young students from Fisk University. So that particular day, instead of being placed in front of the audience, they were placed in the balcony and asked to sing. So people just got up from their seats and started walking about, talking. So the original Fisk Jubilee Singers in that situation said, if these people will not listen to us as we sing, then let us sing our own songs to ourselves. Then they started singing Steal Away very quietly.
Steal away.
And all of a sudden, people became quiet and walked back, some even with tears in their eyes, and went back to sit. They used the power and beauty of their music and the beauty of their singing to win the love of people. So for us, let me say just human beings, there's a lot we can do with music and through music. Because these days we talk about riots and other types of things, but the Fisk Jubilee Singers used the power of their beautiful music to win the love of people.
A musicologist, Horace Boyer, was quoted as saying, they said you could hear the soft weeping. But I wanted you to just say a little bit more about the meanings. When we think in terms of spirituals, for example, and I think about the music I grew up listening to and hearing, and that my grandmother and grandmother's grandmother, the music had such meaning, and not just because it sounded good,
not just
because it carried a message. Oftentimes that music was used to communicate.
Definitely Africans, or when we talk about spirituals as they were used by the slaves, it gives us a clear understanding of how that African thing came with them. Let me relate that. For example, within African communities, before communication developed, if, for example, people in one village needed to send a message across to another village, they would send the message by playing on talking drums.
Exactly.
So when slaves were on the plantations, one of the original Fisk Jubilee singers wrote in his book that the story behind Steal Away to Jesus was the slaves went to the plantation, worked all day, and then at night they would cross a river to go and hear an Indian preacher. So the slave masters made an attempt at preventing that practice. But the slaves would go back onto the plantations, and while working, one person would start singing Steal Away to Jesus. The next person close to the one who sat at the sound would pick up and sing. And all of a sudden, the singing would spread all over the plantation. To the slave master, these were just Africans making music as they worked. But to the slaves, they were communicating among themselves.
I couldn't hear nobody pray, crossing Jordan. Couldn't hear nobody pray, oh Lord. I couldn't hear nobody pray, oh. I couldn't hear nobody pray.
Dr. Kwame, tell us more about the Grammys, and tell us a little bit more about that 150th anniversary.
Yeah, to be honest, it changed my life. It changed the perception of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, because all of a sudden, people from all over the world getting to hear about the Fisk Jubilee Singers. And of course, the importance of Fisk Jubilee Singers and their music to the culture of America. One of the key responsibilities we have is the preservation of this legacy, the preservation of the music to the world.
Dr. Kwame, again, I'm so thankful for you making the time, and we cannot wait. 2 to 4 Sunday afternoon. Please do yourself a favor. Do your friends a favor. Let them know that this is coming. And as I said, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.